pause in presence. I watched my dog the other day. You know, the way he stands, his gaze fixed upon the dew-kissed grass or a leaf tumbling in the dance of the morning breeze. No tomorrow clouds his bright eyes. No yesterday chuckles his little body. He is the zenith of being, a living mantra of the power of now. In his world, there is no hollow longing, no grasping for some elusive future. Every moment is total presence, where the divine ordinary unravels itself in the array of the senses. A sharp movement of a tail, the flick of an ear, a satisfied sigh are all hymns of the eternal now. I can hear the silence in his stillness. It's not an absence of sound, but the fullness of being. He taught me a language that precedes words, a lexicon of the soul written in the silent dialect of living, breathing existence. A dog's wagging tail, a cat's lazy stretch, are sentences in the discourse of joy that emerges when you make peace with the world exactly as it is. Life, unfiltered, unadulterated by the constant buzz of human thoughts, is poetry in motion. And our pets, they are its finest bards. In times of heartache, when the world feels heavy and our spirit wanes, they approach us not with empty platitudes or well-meaning advice. Instead, they offer us a safe harbor in the tempest, a warm, silent embrace that speaks volumes. They teach us that it's okay to simply be, to sit with your own sorrow without seeking to change or escape it, to let your tears flow, knowing that even when the sky weeps, it's still regarded as beautiful. They sit by us, their gentle purring or steady breathing becoming a lullaby for our troubled hearts. Our pets do not seek to fix us because they know that we are not broken. They invite us to recognize our wholeness even in our suffering. In their silent, attentive presence, they remind me that beneath my human struggles, I am life itself, capable of love, resilience, and infinite transformation. Their way of being inspires me. What if we learn to stand in the gaze of the moon with the innocence of a kitten, or lose ourselves in the ecstasy of a simple walk or run like a dog chasing a butterfly? Are we humans capable of immersing ourselves so deeply in the present that we become the present? Because in this moment we are never alone. We are bound by the breath of life that animates the cat at our feet, the dog by our side, and the beating heart within our chests. And in this recognition, I find not only my shared communion with life, but also the strength to navigate the uncertain seas of existence. Our pets, our silent teachers, reminding us to hold each moment close, to cradle it with tenderness, because in these transient breaths of time that we truly live, to be as they are, completely and utterly here, is perhaps the most profound lesson they impart.